You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Many agree that all historic events are historical, but there's some dispute about whether all historical events are historic.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Welcome, Anne.
Good morning.
So this question comes from a listener named Cindy. She's got some pretty strong feelings about this. Cindy says, it really gets my goat to hear people use the redundant historical when historic will suffice. What do you think about that, Anne?
Well, the first thing that I want to do is thank Cindy for using gets my goat in her question.
Yeah, because we talked about that.
We talked about that a few weeks ago. I'm so glad that Cindy brought this up because I am so distracted by another aspect of historic and historical that I have not been thinking about this question.
And I know what you're going to say because the same thing is distracting me.
I'm distracted by whether people say a historical event or an historical event or an historic event. I really like A here because for most of us in the United States, we have an H on historical and historic. We are not H droppers. We don't say historical. So you would say a historical event. But you will hear lots of an historical. You will read it, especially in academic
writing. Yep.
both the AP style book and the Chicago Manual of Style recommend a historical, but people can do as they will. Now let's think about historic versus historical. I had an intuition about this. Do you, as to whether there's a difference?
You know, I don't know that I could like really think back to how I differentiate these. But when I do think about historic, I think about a historic event, a big event, something that's really going to become part of our history and be remembered and talked about.
That's right. And that was my intuition as well, which is historical events are the events that have happened in the past. And historic events are the important events.
The ones that stand out.
That stand out, that people talk about a lot. That is in keeping with many usage guides. We can go back to Fowler's Dictionary of Modern English Usage in the 1920s. And there we find the ordinary word is historical. Historic means memorable or assured of a place in history. AP Style Book takes the same line. You'll notice that they're making a pretty clear-cut distinction, but Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage very usefully points out that these two variants have overlapped for most of their history and that you will still see historic used in the general sense. Brian Garner in Modern English Usage calls that incorrect to use historic in the general sense. But you will find historic and historical used in each other's territory quite a bit. This got me thinking about their history, and I'm struck that they have very parallel histories. Both adjectives show up in the 1500s, referring to belonging to history. And by the mid to late 1700s, both could refer to something that was of particular historical importance. You'll still see things like at this historical juncture, which is to say it's not just that the juncture is part of history, but it's an important part of history. And you'll see this historic occasion. There you're seeing them used synonymously. I went and looked in the corpus of contemporary American English. They do tend to distribute along the lines that the usage guide is talking about. So you'll tend to get historic agreements, and you'll tend to get on the other end historical novels, which are novels set in the past.
I've seen people use historic to be hyperbolic, like the party last night was historic, but I have not seen people do that with historical. So I guess there is some kind of distinction.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, it may be a distinction at least worth knowing about, but do note that there has been a lot of overlap between these two adjectives, both historically, and it still happens today.
All right, Anne, thanks so much, and have a historic weekend.
Thanks so much.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.